was fair. When love disappears, they can't pretend it was never there. A guy gets drunk with his friends and he might hook up. Fast forward through the pain, push him back when the tears come up. When the going gets tough, you're the guys that can just act tough. So tough. It's different for girls.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. has paused shipments of heavy bombs to Israel, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin telling lawmakers at a hearing today over concerns on how Israel will use those bombs, especially as it moves into Rafah. Senate Republicans criticizing the decision, including GOP Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The delay of shipment of weapons to Israel is just another way of trying to tell an ally how to conduct the war.
Senate leader Chuck Schumer says he trusts the review of the weapons and says support for Israel is ironclad. Donald Trump will be back in court tomorrow as the hush money trial resumes. Stormy Daniels set to retake the stand. Yesterday's primary results in Indiana showing that Trump won, but former GOP candidate Nikki Haley also received nearly 22% of the vote. And millions of residents in the South and Midwest in the path of severe storms again tonight, including the threat of tornado outbreaks. This is ABC News. For the first time, we are hearing from a former roommate who once lived at the home where four University of Idaho students were murdered in 2022.
Ashlyn Couch lived in the sixth bedroom at the home on King Road in Moscow, Idaho. She graduated and moved out 6 months before the murders, but she stayed close with the girls who lived in the home. She was especially close with Madison Mogan.
That's one thing that I just wish that I could do at least one more time is like just give her one last hug just to be able to say goodbye.
Graduate student Brian Koberger is charged with the murders. His defense team now claims he was out driving that November night to stargaze or hike. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Olympic torch now on the ground in France. It arrived in the southern port of Marseille on board a ship from Greece. French swimmer and Olympian Florent Manadou was chosen as the first Olympic torch carrier in France. The relay will continue to host city Paris for the Summer Games. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM. Richland Center.
WRCO's evening news today, sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Looking at lows around 50 tonight, northeast winds 10 to 15, and otherwise cloudy skies, rain developing around midnight. Tuesday, occasional showers tapering off by late morning, cloudy otherwise, highs of 62. It's 77 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. President Joe Biden visited Wisconsin today to talk about a large investment by Microsoft in building a new data center in southeast Wisconsin. The $3.3 billion investment includes the construction of facilities, such as the country's first manufacturing-focused AI lab, according to the company. Biden, speaking at Gateway Technical College in Racine County, said that the move shows that his agenda is promoting economic recovery and job growth in the country. Senator Tammy Baldwin said that the news is welcome and will help in creating new jobs in the state. Biden also used the speech to criticize former President Donald Trump over Foxconn, a company that promoted a $10 billion investment in the area, but only ended up providing part of what they set out to do. Wisconsin is getting almost $18 million from Washington to fight fentanyl and opioid abuse. Senator Tammy Baldwin chairs a key appropriations subcommittee. She says communities on the front lines need resources to fight the epidemic. The money comes from the state opioid response grant program. A federal appeals court has cleared the way for utilities to finish building a high-voltage power line across the Mississippi River Refuge. American Transmission Company, ITC Midwest, and Dairyland Power Cooperative are in the final stages of constructing a 102-mile transmission line linking Iowa's Dubuque County and Wisconsin's Dane County. About a mile of the line would cross the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge. Conservationists won a preliminary injunction from U.S. District Judge William Conley in March, putting construction on hold. But the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals vacated the injunction on Thursday. The Village of Arena Police Department will not have anyone working on its force starting today. WMTV 15 News reports that last night, the Village Board accepted the resignations of all three of its department members, including its chief. Former Chief Nick Stroke says Tuesday night was a sad day because he loves his community. Stroke, along with his two other department members, Sergeant Wyatt Miller and Officer Stephanie Benish, sent in their resignations April 20th. Stroke said there were communication issues between the department and the board and a lack of transparency. A person of interest in Richland County was arrested in Sauk County Friday afternoon. Around 4 o'clock, a DNR warden located a vehicle wanted in Richland County in reference to a disturbance that happened in Richland County. The vehicle was stopped on State Highway 60 at Rickelson Road in the township of Prairie du Sac. During contact with the operator, Brian Mertens, 45, of Racine, a deputy with Sauk County Sheriff's Office noted signs of impairment. Mertens was asked to do field sobriety tests, and as a result of those tests, was arrested for operating while intoxicated, 6th offense. Mertens was transported to the Sauk County Jail. The search for missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu continues in Manitowoc County. Two Rivers police say the search for the toddler continues using canine and equestrian units. A Tuesday statement from the department also quashes social media rumors that they wouldn't allow a volunteer group on horseback to take part in the search, stating that the hearsay serves as a distraction away from efforts to find Elijah. An update posted Friday said that the utility crews searched manholes throughout the county and that the FBI has finished aerial searches as volunteer drone operators conduct further searches. Elijah Vu has been missing since February 20th. The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health invites families, schools, and organizations across the state to join in recognizing Children's Mental Health Week today through Saturday. Key facts on the status of youth mental health in Wisconsin show many of children are struggling. 52% report anxiety. 48% of LGBTQ children say they seriously considered suicide. And 1 in 4 girls seriously considered suicide, as well as 34% report feeling sad and hopeless nearly every day. This year, OCMH has released new resources inspired by Wisconsin's high school students. OCMH has assembled their recommendations into the following documents. Mental Health Coping Strategies of Wisconsin Youth and Coping Strategy quotes, highlighting the creative ways teens are managing their feelings of anxiety, depression, and loneliness. Youth Advice to Other Youth, which extends the power of peer support by elevating the reminders teens want to share with one another. And What Youth Want Adults to Know offers a collection of messages from Wisconsin teens for parents, youth serving professionals, and decision makers. These new resources compiled from submissions shared at the Mental Wellness Student Leadership Summit, hosted by OCMH in April, offer key ways for youth and adults to connect. These messages are important because research shows that elevating youth voice is central to improving their well-being. In addition to considering these youth messages, OCMH is encouraging individuals and organizations throughout the state to take action on children's mental health by using one or more of the tools available on the OCMH Children's Mental Health Week 2024 webpage. The Department of Natural Resources encourages Wisconsinites to help protect our state's 19 species of frogs, toads, and salamanders during Amphibian Week today through Saturday and throughout the summer. Wisconsin's amphibians provide valuable clues about the health of our ecosystems. Because amphibians, like frogs, toads, and salamanders, absorb water through their skin, they are highly sensitive to environmental contaminants and changes in their habitat. They're also an important piece of the food chain, acting as predator and prey. Protecting these creatures helps us better understand and maintain healthy natural environments. Here are some ways that Wisconsinites can help amphibians from now until the weather cools in the fall. Avoid using insecticides, herbicides, or fungicides in yards. Chemicals can negatively affect both amphibians directly or through their food sources. Reduce the amount of mowed lawn in yards by planting native plants and leave a 5 to 10 foot vegetative buffer along shorelines, ditches, or other wet areas. Create a toad abode using brush piles, rocks, or repurposed flower pots for frogs and toads to hide under. Add water. Even something as small as a bird bath placed on the ground can provide solace for Wisconsin's water-loving amphibians. Cover window wells or add ramps to open window wells to allow salamanders, frogs, and toads that may have fallen in a way to escape. Drive with caution on roads near wetlands, lakes, and rivers, especially during wet and humid evenings and during the final warm days of fall. Slow down and be alert, as amphibians are often found basking on roads. Help protect Wisconsin's amphibians by keeping wild frogs, toads, and salamanders in the wild. For more information on amphibians of Wisconsin, visit the DNR's Herps of Wisconsin webpage. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board will host the second in a series of field trips to commemorate the 35th anniversary of the creation of the Riverway Thursday. The event will be held at the Black Hawk Unit in the town of Mazomanie, followed by a business meeting at the Ruth Culver Community Library in Prairie du Sac. David Jetson, the first Department of Natural Resources Riverway Coordinator, who began his work in the Riverway in 1989, will lead a field trip starting from the historical marker on Highway 78 near Sauk City, beginning at 2 and ending at 4. The tour will be held rain or shine unless lightning is in the area. Jetson will provide a firsthand account of acquisition of the site, establishment of the battle site area and significant locations within the battle site, as well as his work with Native American tribes and descendants of Black Hawk in management of the historic site. Pre-registration for the tour may be done by calling Marcia Curtis, Riverway Board Executive Assistant, at 608-739-3188. You are invited to a groundbreaking ceremony at the Boscobel Middle High School Thursday afternoon at 2. The groundbreaking will be held for the facilities project, which was recently approved by referendum. Starting today and until further notice, County Highway Double B in Richland County will be closed to through traffic. Double B is located in Buena Vista Township in Section 6 and 7. It will remain closed to through traffic between County Highways B and BA for the purpose of road construction. All emergency services will continue to have access during the duration of the project. Also, County Highway I from State Highway 80 to State Highway 58 will be posted for a reduced weight limit of 10 tons until further notice. A structurally deficient box culvert has been identified and threatens roadway travel if proper actions are not taken to replace this structure. Richland County Highway apologizes for any delays in travel this causes, but are working as fast as possible to assess the issue and design a replacement. This may take time to do. In the meantime, signs identifying the weight posting are being placed, along with a reduced speed limit zone to cross over the structure. Engineers have inspected the structure, and the Richland County Highway Department is following their recommendations.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jeremiah J. Jeremy Larson, 44, of Muscadet, died April 30th at UW Health Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 3 until the time of service at 5. The family suggests you wear a shirt from your favorite band to the service. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism or the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Jeremiah J., Jeremy Larson, 44, of Muscadet. Richard F. Dick Camp, 90, of Boscobel, died Friday at Soldiers Grove Nursing Home in Soldiers Grove. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Lawrence O'Toole Catholic Church, rural Mount Hope, followed by burial in the church cemetery. Lunch will be held at the Cottonwood in Fenimore starting at 12:45. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel Thursday from 5 to 7. Friends may also call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, plant a tree as a tribute through alivingtribute.org. Richard F. Dick Camp, 90, of Boscobel. Daryl Beyer, 65, of Richland Center, died April 30th. Funeral services will be held Friday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 11 until the time of service at 2. Daryl Beyer, 65, of Richland Center. Nancy Peterson, 82, of Richland Center, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center from 5 until 7. Nancy Peterson, 82, of Richland Center. Dalton M. Everson, 30, of Baraboo, died unexpectedly Saturday at home. A memorial gathering will be held Saturday from 10 to noon at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made for his daughter's further education and forwarded to his sister, Mia Everson. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Dalton M. Everson, 30, of Baraboo. Francis C. Meixelsperger, 88, of Spring Green, died unexpectedly January 14th. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery, with military graveside rites conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Saturday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Francis C. Meixelsperger, 88, of Spring Green. Phyllis Joanne Kelbell, 89, of Richland Center, died yesterday at our house in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Phyllis Joanne Kelbell, 89, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Adriana Brenninger and Jeffrey Shannon had a son, Roland James.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, we may have been bright and beautiful today with seasonal high temperatures into the upper 70s. Things are changing tonight. In fact, those clouds are thickening and winds are becoming a bit breezy. And more rain rolls in tonight, mainly around midnight, lingering through the overnight and even into tomorrow morning, too. Winds will be pulling out of the northeast, gusting up to 20 miles per hour, bringing us a cooler and cloudy day, with highs only scraping the low 60s. This low pressure system that's moving into the Ohio Valley will kick on out of here by tomorrow night, clearing our skies and allowing our temperatures to drop quite chilly. There'll be frost possible in the northern half of the state, while here for us, into the low 40s, we could see some fog possible. But that'll clear by Friday morning with a sunny start. Highs will tap 70 degrees and a few more scattered showers and storms strike by evening. This is a low pressure system from Canada clips us, moving through the UP and into Michigan. It will spark off those showers. However, for Saturday, it'll be partly sunny, still a touch breezy and cooler than normal, with highs in the upper 60s. Sunday will be the nicest day of the weekend. Under a mix of sun and clouds, highs will soar to the upper 70s. After that kind of heat, we get another chance of showers and thunderstorms by night, bringing us mixed skies on Monday and seasonal highs in the low 70s. More stray showers are possible by Monday afternoon, and we put that kind of weather on repeat for Tuesday, too. It'll be mild in the low 70s, mostly cloudy on Tuesday, with showers and thunderstorms likely. It's spring, and all those plants need every drop of it. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It's a partly cloudy 77 degrees, 78 our high today, while our morning low was 45. Yesterday's high was 75, and we saw 47 hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high for this day set in 1880 at 86, while a record low of 25 was set in 1967. Last year on this day, our high was 67, our low 54. Sunset today will be at 8:11, sunrise tomorrow at 5:45. 0.02 of an inch of rain fell during the early hours of the day, and the barometer still falling. It's at 29.68. Again, it's 77 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. In just a moment, Michael Hernan will have a look at the sports.
An old proverb says, no matter how long the winter, spring is sure to come. Winter is a good time to make spring plans. Plan your crops, plan your garden, plan your outdoor activities, and plan to review your insurance protection. Is it adequate? Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, offers a no-obligation review of your insurance protection. As surely as winter will become spring, you can be sure with Schwartz Insurance. Call 647-8891 and let Schwartz Insurance be a part of your spring planning.
In Brewers news, a 3-run home run by Willy Adames in the 9th inning gave the Brewers a 6-5 win on the road in Kansas City Tuesday night. Joey Ortiz and Rhys Hoskins pounded homers earlier in the game, but Milwaukee trailed 5-3 going into the 9th. The victory snaps a 3-game losing streak. Jared Koenig gets the pitching victory in relief, and Trevor Megill earns his third save. The teams wrap up the 3-game series this afternoon with the rubber game. Joe Ross is scheduled to start for the Brewers. In Wisconsin football news, the Badgers are ranked 7th in the first Big Ten Conference football power poll. That's 7th out of 18 teams in the new alignment. It's possible Wisconsin could make big improvements this season and still only win 7 or 8 games because of the league's changes. Pollsters say they ranked the Badgers so high because head coach Luke Fickell and his staff had more time to put things together. expectations center on much improved play by the offensive line. Earning the top spot in the way too early poll is Oregon, followed by Ohio State, Penn State, and Michigan. In Bucks news, Bucks guard Patrick Beverley is apologizing for throwing two basketballs into the crowd as his team was being eliminated from the playoffs. But he says some Pacers fans crossed the line with their taunts. Beverley says they went too far. He says he passed on an opportunity to have those fans thrown out of the crowd. He says if he wanted to, he could have had four or five people tossed. In Packers news, the Packers will likely have fewer draft picks when the 2025 event comes to Titletown. Green Bay had 11 picks last month and has had an NFL high 35 picks over the last three drafts. Packers Wire reports the team is expected to receive only one compensatory pick in the next draft, and it's likely to be a seventh-round pick for losing offensive lineman Yosh Nijman. In NBA news, Jaylen Brown scored 32 points, and the Boston Celtics powered past the Cleveland Cavaliers 120-95 in Game 1 of their second-round playoff series. Derek White added 25 points, included 7 three-pointers to help the Celtics pull away in the second half. Jason Tatum finished with 18 points and 11 rebounds. The Cavaliers went 11 of 42 from 3 and kept pace early, but the Celtics were even more efficient from the outside, connecting on 18 of 46 from beyond the arc for the game. It helped Boston carry a 15-point lead into the fourth quarter. Donovan Mitchell had 33 points for Cleveland, becoming the fourth player in league history with 30 or more points in 6 straight playoff series openers. In other NBA news, Denver Nuggets guard Jamal Murray has been fined $100,000 by the NBA, but avoided a suspension for what the league described as throwing multiple objects in the direction of a game official during live play. Murray threw a towel and a heat pack onto the court from the bench late in the second quarter of Denver's 108-80 loss to the Wolves. Minnesota leads the best-of-seven series 2-0, and games 3 and 4 are in Minneapolis this weekend. The Nuggets were frustrated when the officiating as they allowed the Wolves to take a big lead in the second quarter. In MLB news, Cardinals catcher Wilson Contreras broke his left forearm when he was hit by a swing during their game against the New York Mets. Contreras got hurt when J.D. Martinez at the plate in the second inning. After he was clipped by Martinez's swing, the three-time All-Star tumbled over in obvious pain and then jogged away before sitting down while was examined by the St. Louis training staff. Martinez was awarded first base due to catcher's interference. The team said Contreras had a left forearm fracture and Ivan Herrera took over behind the plate. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
And a final in that Brewer game from today as Kansas City got the win over the Brewers 6-4. As Kansas City, it was a back and forth. Milwaukee scored first with a run in the top of the first inning, but then it would be the Royals returning with two of their own in the bottom of the first. After that, the Royals would get another run in the bottom of the sixth, while the Brewers would get a run in the top of the seventh. Kansas City would then answer with three more runs in the bottom of the eighth, and the Brewers had two runs in the top of the ninth. It just wasn't enough, as they fell 6-4 to Kansas City today. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Hogs were mixed Wednesday. Soybeans, cattle, and corn finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down on fund and technical selling. They continue to monitor the U.S. planting delays and the harvest delays and crop damage in South America. That could open up some opportunities for U.S. exports, but for now, global demand continues to be slow. July beans were down 18 and three quarters at 1227 and three quarters. August was 18 lower at 1227 and a half. July soybean meal is down 470 at 378.50. July soybean oil closed 71 points lower at 43.79. Corn was lower on fund and technical selling, watching rain delaying U.S. planting and Argentina's harvest, along with the crop stress in northern and parts of central Brazil. The USDA's updated supply and demand numbers are out Friday. July corn was 8.5 lower at 458.5, and September was down 8 at 468.5. And wheat was lower on fund and technical selling, along with the higher trade in the dollar during the session. U.S. hard red winter areas should see some more rain sometime soon, and there has been some precipitation in dry parts of Russia. Recent rain in the northern U.S. plains and Canada is also long-term beneficial. July Chicago was 8.75 lower at 634. July Kansas City was down 15.5 at 648.5. July Minneapolis was 16.25 lower at 702.75. Live and feeder cattle were down sharply, with box beef sharply lower at midday, watching the direct markets. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. June live is down 115 at 176.47. August was 130 lower at 174.22. August feeders were down 202 at 252.40. And hogs were mixed on spread trade and the sharply higher midday move for pork. June lean was 40 higher at 98.72. July was 5 lower at 102.45. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It's perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you're already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Direct cash cattle trade activity was relatively quiet Wednesday. Bids have been slow to surface this week. Asking prices were around $186 to $187 live in the South, while the North was quiet. Significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef closed lower on light demand for solid offerings. Choice down to $1.82 at $296.67. Select closed $4.09 lower at $288.25. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, even on the weekend, down about 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower. Bears and gilts at the National Daily direct down $1.46 with a weighted average of $91.79. The Iowa Minnesota was 14 cents lower with a weighted average of 93.12. The Western Corn Belt down 87 cents with a weighted average of 92.47. Pork values close higher, up $2.20 at 99.29. And estimated hog slaughter was 477,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and up about 12,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Get agronomic insights for your area with GrowSmart Live from BASF. Download the app now from any app store. Ag economist Jim Mintert says farmer sentiment has dipped to its lowest level in the last 2 years.
The downturn in commodity prices we saw, kind of late November, early December, continuing into the early part of this year, I think is really starting to weigh on folks.
More news is next.
In agriculture, we take care of our people. And part of that is recognizing when someone might not be okay. While farmers experience higher levels of psychological distress and depression than other occupations, they are less likely to seek help for their mental health. It's on all of us to offer a helping hand. Find tools for managing stress and seeking help at soygrowers.com or #SoyHelp. Together, let's cultivate a healthier future. Brought to you by the American Soybean Association and United Soybean Board.
Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, safely drive that automobile. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. Safely drive that automobile. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel.
New maritime container terminal on Lake Erie will help move more agricultural exports through the St. Lawrence Seaway. Hannah Campbell with the Michigan Soybean Committee tells Brownfield a federal port infrastructure grant for the Port of Monroe will help support more efficient export logistics.
The St. Lawrence Seaway is extremely underutilized, only about 50% utilization on that shipping way. So being able to just increase the diversity of the way that we're able to export our goods is always a great thing for our farmers.
The president of a State Farm Bureau organization says a new 5-year farm bill would give farmers and ranchers some much-needed certainty. Nebraska's Mark McCarg tells Brownfield lawmakers need to boost farm safety net programs.
Crop insurance is king there to make sure that we don't disrupt that. I think that's one of the things that touches our producers the most.
And U.S. ethanol stocks have now fallen for 5 weeks in a row. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
It is probably a great time for an insurance review. Insurance rates and coverages are changing rapidly. Do you know what your homeowner's insurance deductible is? Many companies have raised deductibles in the last year or two. Richards Insurance is here to help you review your policy and see if one of our insurance companies can do better. Visit RichardsInsure.com or call 585-2137. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Growing demand for U.S. soybeans well into the future. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Checkoff Chats, a content partnership with the United Soybean Board on Brownfield. Developing long-term demand for soybeans doesn't happen overnight. In this Checkoff Chat, Philip Good, a Mississippi soybean farmer and United Soybean Board secretary, talks about the efforts that go into building demand and how that provides return on investment. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
Who sells your soybeans overseas, increasing sales to Egypt, India, and many other emerging markets? Who has made you the number one protein source in chicken feed? Who has made the next big breakthrough to boost your soybean yield? The answer to all of these questions is you. That's right, you do, through your Soy Checkoff. By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff, you are promoting your soybeans to new markets. You are discovering new practices and seed varieties to overcome your biggest challenges in the field. You have even turned $2 million of infrastructure research into $460 million per year in extra income for all soybean farmers. There is power in numbers, and you and your fellow soybean farmers are proving it by bringing tangible returns back to you and your operations through Your Soy Checkoff. You can see all the ways Your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org. That's unitedsoybean.org. It's all about you doing things together as Your Soy Checkoff.
Soybean farmer and United Soybean Board Secretary Philip Good says growing demand for U.S. soybeans is crucial to the bottom line for farmers. But he says the plan for the future starts with the organization's farmer leaders.
One of the things that I really enjoyed about our last board of directors meeting that we just held in Louisville, Kentucky, was the opportunity to just dream big, to discuss a Christmas wish list, so to speak, of ideas. And that was just a really cool opportunity to have some of the top, in my viewpoint, some of the best farmers in the nation gather together and come up with ideas. And so that was really a great opportunity, our last board meeting, to get together and do that. So that information will be put together and used for potentially new projects that will be funded, maybe partnerships, collaboration in the future with, you know, whoever it may be.
He tells Brownfield investing checkoff dollars makes a difference. And it shows.
One of the things that we are required by USDA to do is to do a report and research on what that return on investment is. And the most recent number that we have is now 5 years ago, and that number is $12.34 is our return on investment for every dollar that we have invested at USB. We're in the process right now of doing a new five-year update to that number. So the Audit and Evaluation Committee has hired a firm to look at that number and to come up with our latest number. So we're anxiously looking at that. We have a lot of things that will play into that. As we all know, we just experienced, you know, we got out of COVID was in this last five-year period. A lot of things can affect that. So I'm not sure it's as much about the specific number as much as it is showing the great return that we have as far as together, working together versus individually.
He says growing export demand is one of those collective targets for the organization.
We appreciate our export customers. We appreciate those who are anxiously asking more questions about U.S. soy. It was a cool opportunity to be in Colombia and see, you know, like some new raceway technology in aquaculture, to look at their soy inclusion in their catfish feed, tilapia, redfish. We're able to see processing and go to the supermarkets.
To see how checkoff dollars can be used to grow demand for U.S. soybeans, visit www.unitedsoybean.org. I'm Megan Grebner with Checkoff Chats, a content partnership with the United Soybean Board on Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. On May 10th and 11th, we will be having some great deals for mothers in Richland Center and Muscadet. 10-inch hanging baskets are $19.99. All patio decor is on sale while supplies last. 25% off garden seeds. Solar lights will start at 99 cents and up, and many other great deals. Also, both stores will be having a brat sale on Saturday only, 8 to 4. So stop in at Richland Center and Muscadet for these great deals. Thank you, and we appreciate your business as always, and may all the mothers have a great and blessed Mother's Day.
It's 18 minutes away from the 6 o'clock hour, and still going on for a little while longer. The Avoca United Methodist Church is holding their drive-through pancake supper that goes on until 6:30 in front of the church. Cost for a meal, $8. We're at 76 degrees, heading back to music. Here's Danielle Bradbury, Never Have I Ever.
Have I ever been in love? Looking back, it all felt like pretend. Honestly, thought I knew what it was, but never have I ever. Never have I ever felt my heart feel calm and so excited. Have I ever lost my mind?
than a dream. I'm getting caught up, saying too much. Look what you've done.
That a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
9 minutes away from the 6 o'clock hour, sitting at 77 degrees, cooling down to around 50. Could see some rain, though, around midnight. So make sure you have your windows closed before you head to bed. Here's Roseanne Cash.
sequin gown that she wore in 68. She taught her early how to smile that smile and wave from the parade. It took a whole lot of years and tears for a mama to finally admit, no matter how many stitches and pins,
excuse.